While California's population continues to grow overall, we are losing more residents to other states than are coming here.
Between 2007 and 2014, California lost a total of 625,000 residents to other states, and that is a net number. 460,000 of those that left earned less than $30,000.
That's F. Noel Perry, the Bay Area venture capitalist who founded Next 10, a data-driven educational nonprofit that examines social and public policy issues in California and beyond. The organization has recently released a trio of reports on migration, employment, and housing, which he says is the driving factor behind the migration numbers.
We, California, are the worst state in the country when it comes to housing affordability. 2014, California homeowners spent more of their household income, about 25.7%, on housing than homeowners in any other state. And California renters paid more than all other renters except for two other states.
At the same time, Perry observes, the Golden State has been maintaining an impressive pace in creating new employment opportunities, although they skew toward lower-wage jobs.
Between 2009 and 2014, California's low-wage employment expanded by 16.1%. This was the third highest growth rate in the nation. California also has the 11th highest growth rate in middle and high-wage industries. Middle-wage employment expanded by 11.2%, while high-wage jobs grew by 6%.
These numbers are drawn in large part from the huge database behind Next 10's Compare 50 project, an interactive website that allows users to see state-by-state rankings in 150 indicators, from air quality to crime rates, cost of living to population growth. Drilling down into that data, Perry says, reveals that taxation in California does not seem to be a factor in the interstate migration numbers.
The state is continuing to attract high-wage, higher-educated workers. There was a net positive migration of 52,700 residents with bachelor's degrees, again between 2007 and 2014. These are the very workers that would be impacted by taxes. So people are not leaving because of the progressive tax rate. When the majority of the people leaving are low income, they're not really influenced by the higher tax rate in California.
One thing that could help stem the exodus of lower income workers, he adds, could be the higher minimum wage that was just legislated in Sacramento.
It's just intuitive that if people are going to make a greater hourly salary, they're going to have a better chance to change that affordability ratio, which was so off kilter here in California, where whether you're owning a house or renting, as a percent of your disposable income, that number is very, very high.
California's vibrant tourism industry will help feed those jobs, while the equally robust high-tech sector supports the workforce at the other end of the economic spectrum. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.